Thick Boy season once again. Get the all new Two Bears Thick Boy hoodie, merchmethod.com/TomSegura. He sure does eat his bugs.
I do. I did that the other day and I was like, I gotta stop this, and I spit it out. Here's the deal. I'll eat all of them.
Like,
there's not one that I won't eat.
Shut up.
But I definitely like the ones where you do it and it unwraps from the inside of your nose. Like, wouldn't that be a crazy way to get coronavirus? I was eating boogers.
Oh, God.
100%. Cheers. So representation.
Hold on.
Week on.
Hold on. The mission was to fuck every breed of dog in America. Is the mission accomplished?
Oh my God. You know what's crazy?
What?
Is our, we think, you know, we got a new puppy.
Yeah.
And we think it might have gotten Izzy pregnant. Our other dog was in heat and now her nipples look weird. And I was like, and people are like,
you think a pup?
That's what everyone's like, a puppy can't get someone pregnant. If our dog gets pregnant, and a puppy couldn't have done it, I'm in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
You know how much fun it was to have contestants on this game, on this show I'm doing,
yeah,
get up and go, they'd get up on stage and they'd be like, so fucking da-da-da-da-da from, is going to be a trick shot crossbow artist or whatever. And he'd come up on stage and we'd be like, so tell us, what about your act? And the first thing they'd say, we had so many fans of this show on this game show, they'd go, well, Snoop, I'd be really careful around Bert. Or they'd get up and they'd go, wow, you really do smell like shit. And I'd be, and by the way, Rosario Dawson, Cody Butt Rhodes, yeah, Snoop, Jennifer Nettles were like, I don't get it. And I was like, I have a different life. I mean, it was so funny.
I saw you post a video with Snoop and people were writing like, wait till he finds out what Bert does to dogs.
Thank God that's the inside joke these days. Right, guys?
How hot is Rosario Dawson?
Rosario Dawson is disarmingly attractive. Meaning, yeah, like, I wonder when that's going to be the next privilege they want to take away. Is like people that are beautiful. She is so striking. And she, by the way, she is the coolest person I've ever been around. Very regular, very like, oh, I met Cory Booker, by the way.
Her, oh, that's who she's dating?
Yeah.
Are they married?
I was like, I've met him and he was, no, they're just dating.
But they've been together for a while.
He's
Eric Andre to Cory Booker. Like, right? Like the most absurdest, wild.
She dated Eric Andre?
Yeah.
Really?
And then
that makes sense.
And then a presidential candidate,
yeah,
right?
I didn't know he ran for president.
He ran for president, yeah.
I'm sitting next to him. I didn't know anything about the dude.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, you're Rosario's guy? And he's like, yeah. I said, what do you do for a living? He goes, I'm a politician. I go, you make money doing that? And he's like, yeah. I go, no, like, what do you do in politics? And he's looking at me like, he's like, I'm a senator?
Yeah.
I said, for like a big state? And he goes,
Jersey?
New Jersey?
Yeah.
And I said, cool. I said, would you want to be president one day? And he goes, I ran
tried.
For president.
I tried.
And I went, you ran for president? And he was like, he goes, Rosario, who is this guy? I go, did you want to be president? And he goes, I wouldn't have run for president if I didn't want to do it. And I went, all right. I was like, well, it's cool to meet you. And he was like, who the fuck? Like, I don't know anything about
now,
politics.
Now, before senator, wasn't he a governor also?
Maybe he's a governor. I don't know what he does.
No, he's a senator now, right? Or am I doing it back? Yeah, he's
vegan
now.
And he is a very sweet dude. Like, I would definitely, I probably should stay away from politics. I met the guy for fucking 5 minutes.
He was the mayor before. Sorry. He was the mayor of Newark, and now he's the, now he's a senator.
I tell you, from the little bit I met of him,
yeah,
I would vote for him. Got my vote.
I bet every politician would just love to. You know what would be the worst? Would be like for like politicians to sit with you and try to convince you, and you'd be like, I just like them all.
I want them all to be president. Yeah, Cory Booker, he was a nice guy. He's a vegan.
He's a vegan?
Yeah, I think he's a vegan, and like he was like pretty, I don't know if he like hung out with Snoop at all, but he was on set. He was cool. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
I don't. It's funny because I told you this is like I was obsessed with Snoop Dogg, but when I was younger,
yeah,
and all. I mean, Snoop's one of the most interesting people in hip hop because of his longevity and the fact
it's crazy. We're coming up on what, 30 years. 30 years.
I was 18 when
I still
first
being
started.
Like, cool. Everybody thinks you make awesome. I mean, he's got a crazy catalog, hits.
I mean,
he's dope, man.
Did you see the DMX Versus?
Yeah, Versus was great.
It was fucking amazing.
Yeah, and they were like very, you know, the love, like it was cool to see them together. Like they were cool with each other in a really, really like fun way of like helping out with songs.
Oh, did you hear DMX? I'm not taking my shirt off at all, dog.
No, he's like, we'll look like the number 10. And he would get out of breath more.
Yeah.
And kind of stumble, and like Snoop would help out, and they would just compliment each other. It was great.
And I got to hang out with him and talk about the verses. But it is. Hopefully he'll never see this because I want to hang out with him again. Have you ever found something online and you like, I'm going to spend the rest of my night just researching this, like whether it's like vintage cars, and you're like,
gaping porn.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Gaping porn.
Yeah.
He had all the information I wanted to know about the thing I'm passionate about in his head.
Yeah.
Like everything about hip hop. I mean, it was almost like being in a, like when you see like Jafar or one of those in the movie go into the cave filled with gold and they don't know how to get enough in their pockets.
Right.
Because like, I mean, you talk to him about Tupac, talk to him about Dre, talk to him about...
did he tell you about any of those? Anything?
I remember I said something about Cash Money and the Rough Riders went on tour, and he was like, oh yeah, yeah. And he knew everything about it. Like it's his business. Imagine if you're obsessed with comedy and you get to fucking, I couldn't get enough information out of him. And like, I would be overwhelmed, and he knew I was really into it. So he gave me like a pinky ring, this is where he's the most generous dude in the world. Like first day we show up, we have huge Snoop Dogg boom boxes in our trailers. Like,
wow.
They're really fucking nice. They're like it's like a brand, but it's
wish you would have been like, hey man, like, are you a rapper? Like treated him like Corey.
At what time?
You're a musician?
At what time? My favorite is when you tell a joke and no one gets it, and you're the only one, but one other person gets it. They're like, that was fucking hilarious. So I go, so we're talking, and this kid is from Long Beach, and I go, you went to Long Beach? You're from Long Beach? And he goes, yeah. Snoop's like, I'm from Long Beach. And we're like, yeah, we know. And he's like, and the kid goes, I went to the same high school you did. And Snoop's like, Polytech? And he goes, yeah. And I went, oh, shut up. I go, Snoop, where did you go to college? And he goes, I didn't go to college. And I was like, no shit. We're all familiar with your story. I didn't say that. But everyone's like, you thought Snoop went to college? And I'm like, I can't believe everyone doesn't get this joke.
Yeah,
and then I hear in my headset, good one. Where did Snoop go to college? He was so fucking generous that like he gave me two pinky rings, gave me, I know, like you'd say something and then he'd just give you and like,
yeah.
And then like weed, he would have these blunts and he would be like, these are for you, cousin. And you'd be like, thanks. And then I didn't know. And they're not for regular people to smoke.
They're a little stronger.
It's not marijuana. It's more like fentanyl. It's like, they don't even taste real. Like they taste like diabetes because they're in like these
super sweet.
There's a big glass cock on the end of it.
Yeah.
And so you can't even hit it like a joint. You know how you hit a joint, you get a pull from it.
Yeah.
You got to suck it like you're like,
how high did you get? Because you were texting me some wild shit. I was like, what the fuck? And you're like, I just smoked one of Snoop's blunts.
It was the biggest mistake I ever made. I get back to my room and I had some wine. So I didn't drink for like 15, 17 days on when we started this project. Because I wanted to lose weight. I wanted to like not look bloated. And coronavirus fucking scares me. And then I'm on a great fucking trajectory. I'm doing perfect. I mean, I'm getting done. I don't have the want to drink.
Yeah.
And I'm getting all set. And everyone's like, all right, have a great night. And I'm like, I'm going to my room. I'm going to bed. And I'm sleeping good. Getting like great on my Whoop. Great scores on my Whoop. And then one night, we're not even done. We're just in the middle of things. But it's like 7 o'clock. And Snoop yells over, hey, Bert, come to my trailer and take a shower. And I'm like, huh? I'm like, what's that? And he's like, come on over, take a shower. And I was like, okay. And I just walk in and I was like, you want to take a shower? And he's like, what? I go, she said, you want to take a shower? And he goes, so let's take a shot. And I went, oh. And he goes, you came over here thinking I wanted you to shower. This is how bad I'm like, Snoop. I just heard shower. And I was like, fuck it.
Yeah, of course you would. Of course you would. And if he had told you to get in the shower, you'd be like, okay.
I would have gotten the shower. I would have just gotten the shower. What do your tattoos say?
He would have like turned around and be like, the fuck are you taking your clothes off for?
If he hadn't.
I thought you said.
If I hadn't brought it up, I would have just got naked.
I'm gonna fucking throw up. He could have stepped out and come in and be like, why are you in my shower?
I think I'm misheard.
I thought you said to get in the shower.
What? Are you not showering? But it's just what a fucking beta I am, is that I was like, oh. and then he goes,
and that dude Papa would have come beat Papa the fuck out of you.
Papa the wall would have been like, what the fuck are you two doing? Like, he wanted a shower. I'm so sorry. So we didn't shower. We did shots.
How was that?
It was good. Well, it's interesting because like he's not a big drinker at all. And by the way, it's like, I had to ask him like, why don't you drink? And he tells me the story of this time that he was out of control drunk, and then he didn't want to be that guy. And he's the whole time he's smoking a blunt.
Yeah.
This whole time he's smoking a blunt. He's offering it to me, but not offering it to me. I shouldn't say that. He did not offer it to me at all. He's giving me blunts if I want them.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, well, I can't really smoke right now because we still have a lot of work to do. And that was a good call. That was a good call.
Yeah.
But he gives me two blunts. They're his brand. Oh, this story gets really good. I totally forgot. And by the way, this is going to get a little gossipy, so I apologize. Oh, this gets really good. Oh, okay. This gets really fucking good.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So we do a couple shots. He's not a big drinker. So like he pours a shot and he's like, God, this is going to be a big one. And I'm like.
And he goes to set like faded everything, right?
Yeah. I mean, I hope he's comfortable with this, but you can tell. It was interesting. I personally don't believe, and I know he was smoking pot, but I don't believe he was super high the first like week. And then at one point, I was like, you could tell he's really high. Like he's just, you can see he's very high. Like you can just tell at sometimes. But he does the work. He's there. He's doing the work. But you can definitely get the vibe.
Yeah.
All right, Snoop's baked today. And so he gives me the bunch. We do a couple shots. And then we go back to set. And we do the rest of the night. And we get done. And then he's in party mode a little bit. And he's having a good time. He really enjoyed the show. He's a fun fucking guy. He enjoys life.
Yeah.
Like he is, just like me and you, he is about having a good time. So, but he's also very very reserved. Like he's not a big go to the bar, hang out with people. I think because so many people take from him, you know, like they go, oh, it's Snoop, 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 Snoop. And then he's like, he's very private like that. I think it's just, he's been famous for so long. So we get done. I was like, hey man, Cody Rhodes, who's like a fucking, my favorite dude in the world.
I got to, I got to FaceTime with all these guys.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's right.
He FaceTimed me with, and I brought up my wrestling thing. He goes, come on, man.
You know, his nickname is the American Nightmare.
No.
And he goes, and I did the promo for TBS. Ladies and gentlemen, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes. And he was like, he came up to me the day after it aired. And he goes, you know, you're saying that wrong, right? And I was like, I think you're saying it wrong. So we get done the night. And then Cody's like, hey, you want to have a cigar? And Cody's not a big drinker either, but a cigar, maybe a glass bottle of wine. Snoop's got his own wine. So we're like, Snoop, you got any wine? He's like, fuck yeah. So we go into Cody's trailer and Snoop's like, he's like, man, you know, I really love your boy Joe Rogan. And I was like, let's fucking FaceTime him. You know, Joe's someone you don't necessarily FaceTime all the time.
Yeah.
Like you text him and then you get back and forth. If you want to talk, you'll call him. But a FaceTime's an aggressive move with Joe sometimes. So I FaceTime Joe and I'm like, just please pick up. I'm going like this. It's Snoop. He did it. So FaceTime Joe. He doesn't answer. But then he FaceTimes us back and I miss it. And then I'm like, fuck. And I get on my phone and I see I got a text from Donnell Rollins. And I'm like, Snoop, you know what you got to do? You got to go out to Chappelle's place. He's like, what? I was like, Chappelle's got a summer camp where they're all out there all summer. They're having a fucking blast. They're doing shows. We talk about this guy, Tobey Nguyen. is this rapper I really like.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, and so then I'm not saying it right.
Yeah, that's fine.
And so I go, I'm gonna see if I can find the picture. So I go, let's call Donnell and see if we can get Donnell on the phone. I bet he's with Chappelle. So he's like, all right. So we call Donnell and Donnell answers. And I'm like, yo, Donnell. He's like, what are you doing? I said, take a look at this. And I flip the phone over and it's Snoop. And Donnell's like, oh shit. He's like, you're with Snoop? And I go, yeah. And he goes, I gotta find the picture. The picture's great. He goes, oh shit. Hold on, fam. Hold. You know, this, you know, Donnell just fucking.
Yeah.
And he goes, yo, Chappelle. And flips it around. And Chappelle's like, oh shit. And so then I get the phone back to me. Chappelle gets on the phone and he looks at me and he's like, who the fuck are you? And I'm like, oh, I think I know what you want. Hold on. And I flip the phone around to Snoop and Chappelle loses his fucking mind. He's like, fucking Snoop? Tom, I'm in the background. If you go to Donnell's Instagram page, you'll see the picture. You'll see the picture, Donnell's Instagram page. Tom, I am such a fucking pussy. I'm in the background of this.
Yeah.
Just put my, because Donnell, and Donnell's doing the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Donnell's the black version of white me. We are both, keep scrolling. You'll see a picture. It's a FaceTime screen save. Donnell uses his feed like stories sometimes. So it's a lot of fucking.
Jesus.
Yeah, Donnell posts and aggressively. There we go. See Snoop? Look at who the white guy in the background is.
Yeah, yeah.
The one with Snoop in it?
Up. There you go, that one.
Look at me in the background.
Oh, my God.
Chappelle and Donnell, and I'm going. And they're inviting Snoop to come out, and all I'm doing the whole time is going, and he can bring a friend, right? He can bring a friend. And poor Snoop's like, yeah, I'll bring you, sure. But yeah, that was...
So they chatted up for a while?
Chatted up on my phone, and my battery was about to die.
Oh.
So I'm panicking that my battery's going to die. And then, but yeah, it was fucking awesome, man. He was like, he's the sweetest guy in the world.
Dude,
and I fucking...
I've opened for Chappelle, like, I think 3 times. And when I saw him at the store, I was like... Hey man, great special. He goes, nice to meet you, man. I was like, I've opened for you like 3 times, bro.
He was like,
I heard about you. I was like, yeah, on your shows.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where you heard about it.
He definitely did not know who I was.
That's hilarious because you've known him a long time.
Who, right? Chappelle?
Yeah.
No, I met him once.
I thought in New York you got.
I met him a few times there, but
that's what I'm saying.
I've genuinely met him. I mean, I'm sure he just meets so many fucking people.
That's true.
He just goes, another white dude, fat with a beard. He's like, we should just get one name so that people remember us. And so then Snoop gives me, so we get done that night. We party until like 2 a.m. Gives me a couple joints. I'm like, oh, cool. So the next night, now I've been drinking. Now I'm drinking.
Yeah.
So I'm like slow walking by his trailer. Like, do you want a shower or something? And so I go that night and I go back to my room and I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to smoke a little bit of Snoop's joint. Mm-hmm. The one he gave me. They smell so good because they're wrapped in like candy blunt paper.
Yeah, yeah.
And they smell amazing. And so, and it's an indica. And I was like, and this will put me to sleep. So I light it and I hit the first hit and I inhale way more because of the way it's made with the glass tip. I inhale way more than I plan on inhaling. And I'm coughing like I'm at ground zero. Like just pulling debris out of my mouth. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, okay, I'll take one more hit. I take another hit and I cough just as much. And I'm like, okay, I'm pretty fucking high. I look at the joint, there is 98% of it left. I barely smoked.
Is this the night I talked to you?
I think so. And then I went into the bathroom and offered it to the guy in the mirror, like, you finish it, I can't take it. And he was like, you made a bad mistake. I got so fucking high, I took my blood pressure. Like, I got started panicking, and then with coronavirus, you're like, shortness of breath, I don't think I can taste anything anymore.
Did it knock you out?
Oh, I woke up the next day, and people could tell I wasn't there. Like, they were like, are you okay? And I was like, I smoked one of Snoop's joint last night. I can't wake up. Like, I'm not waking up. And then I told Snoop, and he was like, you smoked one by yourself? I was like, is that not what you were supposed to do? Because I smoked the whole thing, and I kept puffing on it and letting it fill the room. And I'm just sitting there, just listening to music, listening to fucking Marvin Gaye, smoking this blunt, like one of us is going to prison.
Yeah.
And I'm just, I was out of it for like a day. And then I got into it. And then I started liking Snoop's joints.
Yeah.
And then I was like, yeah, because I just looked at it like a cigar. I was like, I am going to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. They're free. He gave me like two different times. One was kind of like is the Louis XIII. It's a really good joint. The Snoop ones are torpedoes. They are like this, and they literally get like this big at the end. And it's his face on the thing. Those ones are way too much. I gave one to Cody, and Cody was like, yeah. Oh, I probably shouldn't say that, but yeah.
Yeah. And he said it was pretty strong?
No, he's like, I didn't inhale. He made the same mistake I did. But yeah, it was a fun trip. It was crazy because
how many episodes did you shoot?
10.
And this is like a competition show.
Competition show. It's like America's Got Talent, but where people's lives are on the line.
Yeah.
It's really good. It turned out really great. I saw some amazing fucking acts. And but what's crazy is
Go ahead. Who is the other woman judge?
Jennifer Nettles.
Who is that?
Sugarland. She is fucking awesome, bro. Awesome. Awesome. I got to be honest with you. Like, she reminds me a little bit of Leanne because she's from Coffee County, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got.
Is she a singer, actor?
She's a singer. Okay. An amazing fucking voice.
Okay.
Amazing voice.
Did you see the episode with Leanne and I?
Oh, yeah.
Did you like it?
Kinda. I fucking. I didn't know if I honestly thought to myself at one point, and I wonder if this was on a Snoop joint night. But I'm listening in bed, and I can't go to sleep. And I was like, was Two Bears, One Cave a mistake? Like, was I too honest? Like,
It was really fun.
I just pulled the fucking curtain back, and then Leanne's like, oh, yeah. Like, and then sometimes I hear the way I talk about things, and I go, who the fuck am I? Like, I'm like, oh, she got it. She can get it, and she got it. And then I'm like, I gave her an orgasm one time. She's like, oh, fuck. Yeah. And then I hear her hear that. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, but she's also like, you realize that she was unfazable. Every single clip, she was like, "What is this the one where I can get it and got? Yeah, well, yeah. Let me guess. Yeah. I'm old. Yeah, so. I mean, she just rolled with everything. Everything
she,
that we played, she was yeah. just like, mm-hmm.
I listened to that whole episode and I was like, the only things
he
I
sure does eat his bugs.
I did that the other day and I was like, I gotta stop this, and I spit it out.
I'm gonna fucking puke.
But I know, here's the deal. I'll eat all of them.
Like, shut
up. There's not one that I won't eat.
Shut up.
But I definitely like the ones where you do it and it unwraps from the inside of your nose. Like, wouldn't that be a crazy way to get coronavirus? I was eating boogers.
Oh God.
But yeah, it was the only thing, the thing I liked is, and then I was like, because I was listening to it and I was like, fuck. I was like, I think I've shared too much on this show. I should.
No.
And then Leanne kept going, you know, people really liked my episode. You know, they say Tom finally got to talk. And I was like, okay. She's like, people love when me and Tom are on because he can finally talk. And I'm like, okay, all right. She's like, you don't let him talk. I'm like, you don't listen to the fucking show. I was like, hold on. Fuck off. I go, what do you think you two would have been talking about if I hadn't acted like an asshole for 27 episodes?
She, what was that? I got the funniest shit about that episode. It was like, oh, so that's what Tom's voice sounds like.
I definitely was like, I was like, I'd heard you more in that.
We should tell them what's up. There's going to be a very special event.
Two Bears, One Cave.
Live. October 15th.
Yep.
But here's the thing. There's going to be some real extra goodies in this special event. One of them is that we are going to fucking really party Snoop and Bert style.
We're going to really, really party. And by the way, I asked Snoop if we could get cocaine.
Yeah.
And he said he could get us cocaine.
That is great news.
And I'm not certain he wanted that information shared.
So here's the thing. It is going, there's a bunch of goodies planned for this show, one of which, or maybe most importantly, the party that we're going to have. And you can party with us, of course, but we're going to drink. 10 milligram Tom is going to become 20 milligram Tom and then 30 milligram Tom.
Oh.
And then maybe more.
I think we should. And by the way, we don't have everything worked out yet because we're still pitching ideas.
Yes.
One of them is we get our favorite porn star, right,
mm-hmm.
to go under the table mm-hmm. and suck one of our dicks. And our wives never know who it was.
We're gonna watch porn live, and we're gonna
by the way, shout out to if any of our porn star favorites want to possibly. I don't know. I think that would be. See, I pitch things. I sometimes was like, we pitched the idea of directing porns, and my agents were like, "You're definitely not doing that.
No,
like that's you're not allowed to direct porn. I think that's a big mistake." By the way, I'm sure TBS is like, oh, you're not allowed to be a porn star, suck your dick on camera.
No, but what we could do is, I think we should have one of your favorites, because you've been really vocal about, like, who you really are, get, you know, support and who you're a fan of. We should have one of, like, what would you do, though? Like, just have her sit on your lap for the episode?
No, because I...
Strip for you?
No.
Bend over and...
No, I don't know what it is. We should have our wives here.
Uh-huh.
We should invite our wives to this. Okay. Not for the whole thing.
Yeah,
they should come in like an hour in, and when we're fucking wasted.
Yeah.
Oh, so we haven't worked out all the kinks.
Okay.
But because there's some ideas that we want to do that we can't do, and so we're batting them back around. But it's going to be fucking amazing.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be different than a Two Bears One Cave episode where I just talk over Tom the whole time.
That's right. We do have a couple things worked out that are fun. You'll see it in some of the promos, but go to ymhvirtual.com for tickets. The show is October 15th. That is a Thursday. And the link is in the description. It will be multiple hours long, and I think we might pass out during the show. But it'll be fun. We'll have
it's
a lot of fun.
It's going to be a fucking blast. Yeah. I can't fucking wait.
Okay. So do you want to hear that, you know, you had the idea that you want somebody to have your back when you fuck up?
Yeah.
So
we have some
submissions.
Oh my God. So I've been wanting to do this show for so long. There's so much shit. You know what I miss is we never got our detective. Did we get a detective yet?
RPI?
Yeah.
No, we have a couple that wrote in. One of them was like, I'm not a PI, but I think I can do it. Pass. Okay. We're looking for
realists. Oh, we have so much stuff to catch up on.
Yeah, yeah. So as far as I know, Native, this is people that are like, I could be the voice, right? I could be the
yeah. So we have like four or five options for each of you guys.
Okay, why don't we go start with Bert's? These are British guys who, like, when Bert steps over the line and people are like, hey man, what the fuck, he kind of defends Bert, right? Is it Liam or Lyle?
Lyle.
Okay,
right. So this first submission is from Alex M in Southeast.
Are you a doctor? No, I didn't think so. Wind your neck in, bruv, and listen to the machine.
I love that!
Yeah. Yeah, so, like, that's Bert just made, like, a medical claim, and someone said, like, I don't think that's correct, Bert. And then Lyle jumped in.
Wind your neck in, bruv. Yeah. I love that.
Are you a doctor?
You're a doctor. Okay. I like that a lot. Yeah,
that's a good one.
He's got a couple other reads. Do you guys want to do a couple reads per person?
Sure.
All right, so this next one is also from Alex.
Wait, now do you know what the subject matter of the read is? Like, is there a theme to the read?
As far as I could tell, I think it's just a couple different ones.
Okay.
Let's hear it. Different options.
Wait, cunt, Bert's talking.
I love it.
That'd be great for like a real intense fight at home.
Yeah. Oh, I got to get these on my phone where I can just have them on save. Like, wait, cunt, Bert's talking.
Yeah, it's good.
Look, I know he stinks like shit and he fucks dogs, but just hear him out. Just give him a chance. He's the machine.
By the way, you know what's so funny is
that
this guy. So we do this unboxing on my P.O. box.
Uh-huh.
Like I did it yesterday. I do it once a week, but we were backed up. It's a great way if like someone has something cool, you can help promote their product.
Yes, we do a similar thing where it's like the same things to our mailbox, and then you open it and you react genuinely.
Yeah.
This is awesome. Like, my favorite thing to get actually is artwork, like cool artwork.
I like artwork.
Go ahead.
I like artwork. I love hats. That's where I get all my hats from.
World knows you're definitely a hat fan.
Yeah.
What kind of hat is that?
I have no fucking clue.
That's the best.
And so I get this letter yesterday from this guy. He makes poo, like, it's, I don't really understand the thing. He makes it out of his kitchen, but it's stuff you sprinkle into the toilet, and then when you shit, it covers the smell.
Yeah, yeah.
So
there's a couple of big brands that do that.
So he goes, hey, man, I'd love a little help. And Leanne's reading it out loud to me. You fucking piece of shit, cocksucker, fat fuck. And he's like, I know you take these horrendous shits because you smell like fucking garbage and every party. And it's just destroying me. And then he's like, and then at the end he goes, and he goes, help, how about, out, yeah, man. He goes, help me out. I make this shit out of my fucking kitchen, man. I could use some fucking help. You know what? Fuck you. You're a piece of shit. Give it to Tom. And then I'm, and Leanne's like, what the fuck? And I go, I think he's a fan.
Yeah.
I was like,
no, I also get messages like that. And I'm like when they insult, like they'll be like, hey, fuckhead, why don't you do this or that on your podcast? And you're like, yeah, I don't really want to engage you, man.
Yeah, like, it's an interesting approach is to be like, it's cool like when it's funny.
Yeah.
Some people do not get comedy.
They don't know how to do it. They just go like, well, I'll just insult. And that's the funny part. Like, that's not the funny
part. It's the same guy as like, I watched that documentary on Meta World Peace.
Yeah.
There was a documentary on him. I did not know that Meta World Peace is also... The guy is also, what's his real name?
Ron Artest.
I didn't know Ron Artest and Meta World Peace were the same person.
Yeah.
I thought Meta World Peace was someone else that played for the Lakers.
Okay.
And Ron Artest was the guy that got into the fight when he was in Detroit.
Yep.
But it was interesting. And then I saw that they were the same person. I was like, oh, what's interesting is the way the guy that threw the beer that landed on him.
Yeah.
The way he looked at it. Like the way he just was like, yeah, you know, fuck it.
Yeah.
Like, fuck him. And you're just like, hey, man, like, you can't throw beers. Like,
yeah.
He just was like, he was like, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm like, fuck it. I wonder if I can get my beer. Like, it was really, and I understand that they've
There's
made
a
up.
There's a doc about this?
There's a doc about it. But it's
wait, pretty, so the guy who threw it is in the doc?
Yeah. And he's like, really arrogant about it. And he was like, you know, I was with my friends. The guy rubbed me wrong because he was like, you know, some of my employees wanted to see what it was like to have my seats. So I switched with them. And then I went up where they were. And, you know, and then I'm having a few beers. He's an alcoholic. He's an aggressive alcoholic drug addict, I think.
Yeah.
I think he's now since been sober. But he's like, and I'm taking a sip of beer. And he lays down, fuck him. I let my friend, I go, I wonder if I can hit him. And I just fucking hit him. Can you believe it? And I was like.
Oh, wait, and that's how he talks about it now?
Now. And now him and Ron Artest have made up. Ron Artest took him out to dinner. Ron Artest has dealt with a lot of bipolar issues.
Yeah.
Really interesting documentary that, and I have to point this out, I'm almost certain Ron Artest made. The way it is shaded is every athlete's going to have their last dance.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, I'm Ron Artest. I have had massive anger issues my entire life. I am known to be a problem. But let me tell you my side of the story.
Yeah.
So, which is fine.
Where is the stock? Where did you see
it? I saw it on Showtime.
Showtime, okay.
And so, but the way the guy said it, and then I thought, that is the guys we deal with in comedy, where it's like, if they're fan of yours, they don't know that there is a art to making fun of someone.
Right.
As opposed to like, hey, fuck you, you fat fuck. And you're like,
no,
that kind of hurts, man. Like,
yeah.
There's a way to do that that's not that.
They sometimes, I remember meet and greets were like that, where people would be like, hey, fat fucking piece of shit, how about a photo? You're like, how about you fucking get out of here?
Yeah, how about?
Yeah.
Come, I love this one from me. I always get, all right, let's do a photo, Bert. I know you love it. And I was like, I don't.
I'm not doing
it for
you.
At all.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's so weird now to do photos now, because people get fucking, this guy came up the other day, I'm on a stage, and he's like, hey, get down and sign my son's shirt. He's a fan. And I was like, first of all, I'm not allowed to touch you at all. Like, I'm got to be socially distant. But I go, second of all, that's definitely not the way to go about it.
Yeah.
It's amazing that
get down here.
Get down here and sign my... And you're like... But I think this is what... This all gets in my head when I'm laying in bed. I go, I've created this approachability where people feel like... Not only did they grow up with me, but they know so much about me that they're like, hey, pick your nose and eat it. Why don't you, fat fuck? And you're like, I wish I hadn't shared everything.
Do you like, you know what my favorite thing to do is? When someone's like, hey, Tom. And they're like at a restaurant or something or walking through an area, just keep ignoring.
Yeah.
And like when they're like, Tom, hey, Segura. And they're like right there. I'll be like, Yeah. And then I'll be like, just keep walking, okay? And then we'll just walk. And I hear them like keep going over. I'm like, just pretend you don't hear it. And just hear them over and over. You're like, hey, man. And then they'll come up. Hey, you didn't hear me? I'm like, oh, no, I didn't hear you. What's up? And they're like, oh, I was calling you from over there. I'm like, oh, like a dog?
Like a dog?
Okay.
I did. I did something that was shitty to a someone I worked with this recently. Is they wanted me to go do something, but I had like 9 different things. This is why the Ellen thing. You know, Ellen gave, did you see Ellen's speech today?
No.
Oh.
Was it like
Ellen's back, baby.
She's back.
She came on her show and was like, just so you know, I branded myself as the be kind person. And she goes, I wish I hadn't, because yes, sometimes I'm not kind. Sometimes I'm just a regular person. Sometimes I'm in a bad mood. Sometimes I'm depressed. Sometimes I'm upset. Sometimes I'm not. And she was like, it was a really interesting, her, I liked her statement, but again, I've liked Ellen. Uh-huh. But when you're around someone like that, like Snoop, the amount of energy people take from that human being.
Yeah, it's a lot.
You realize they have to throw up walls or they will be empty at the end of a day.
I think you're right.
Because I took, any time Snoop offered anything, I took. I was like, I was talking to him. I was interacting with him. And everyone wanted to talk to him.
Yeah.
Everyone wanted their minute.
Yeah.
And so you look at that and you're like, oh my God.
I don't know how, like, personally, I wouldn't be able to navigate that really well. If I was in their position, like, if I was level of Snoop or Ellen, I would just be like, just walk me to the set and then somebody carry me, like, put up a wall, a physical wall that I can walk. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I think it's incredibly draining. I saw that with Wahlberg, you know, when we shot that movie.
Yeah.
I mean, people would wait, we'd sit in a park and people found out, and then there'd be people just waiting to see him. And then anybody that had the chance to have an interaction, they start going like, you know, my favorite movie is that you've done, and then start telling him all, like, as if he hasn't heard, and he has to be like, okay, awesome. Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. Yeah, I remember that. And then the next person's like, do you know what my favorite movie was? And then this is what I loved about that. Also, I heard you. I know that you're a big Celtics fan. Did you go to the... And they just... Everybody wants to tell you their story.
It makes sense when you hear about, like, reclusive stars who don't want to be... Don't want to deal with anything, because it's not like...
And Joe gets that a lot.
Oh, I you know? Forget. I couldn't.
Yeah, his podcast got so massive. It was so influential, you know? And we actually saw it go into that, like... leave the stratosphere, but like, I've been around him since it's been super popular and seen how people react, and they react like that. They're like, hey man, you had that physicist on, you know, the one thing, and they start telling like their point, counterpoint, and I also have some things I wrote I'd love you to review, and if I could ever come on, I'd love to talk to you about this topic. And then the next person's like, how about this fight? Who do you think's gonna win the fight, man? And it's just one person after another.
It's and he has so much, he, you know, he's a real, I think, especially now that he's moved to Texas and he's, you know, where he is and how, like, everything is in the news.
Like, so weird.
It's so weird
because we've, we've known him since he was a known person. Like, he was famous.
He's been famous for...
The entire
time. He's been famous for probably 30 years.
Right, but there are levels and tiers to that fame. And now... like, to open Twitter and regularly see Joe trending, you're like, well, what did he do? What happened? And he's like, he gave an opinion on something. And you're like, what? That's trending news now?
It's so funny, too, because people, you know, obviously people are massive fans of his. And I'm a fan of his. I love what he does. I've always loved him, his comedy, his the way he looks at media. Like, when he did the Joe Show with Red Band. And obviously when the Joe Rogan Experience is a game changer. And it affected how I decided to do my business. I mean, I take so much advice from him. But he also is just Joe.
Like, right, he's a guy.
Like, that's what's crazy is that...
Yeah. He's the one reminding people of that.
Yeah, and by the way, more people should listen to that because he is just a fucking dude.
Yeah.
And so, like people would say to me, like, all the time, they'll be like, hey, man, when Rogan does this, Rogan... And I can't help but think of the guy that also likes to get high and go, hey, man, if you threw a fish 10 feet in the air and it started flying, do you think we'd have any fish left? Like, the kind of guy that just thinks like a moron comic.
Mm-hmm.
It's so bizarre to me. You know, and the Spotify deal has just made it... It's changed everything. I mean, media's changed. They want Biden and Trump
to do that together. Which would be...
Do you know the least qualified person to do that would be?
Who?
Me.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I should do that. You know what? I'm throwing my hat in the ring. Let's see if this goes viral.
Okay.
I will host... Let me take that back. Me and Tom will host a live debate between Donald J. Trump and Joseph J. Biden.
I don't think it's a J middle initial for Biden.
They're all J.
They all are?
Yeah, for jumper. Okay. And so we'll host a live debate, and then it'll be a warm up for the Rogan one. And we'll get in some good questions. Like, what questions should we ask in our presidential debate? How many? First off, how many women have you had sex with? It's really important.
I think we know the answer for one. I think Biden would be like 5.
No. How many chicks do you think Joe Biden? Hold on. Let's not get disrespectful.
Yeah.
Let's think about this, okay?
Yeah.
He, how many times have he been married? Twice? He's been married twice.
Yeah.
First wife, he lost in a car accident with the kid.
Yeah, so.
Which is.
Horrific.
Horrific, but think about it. If that was me, I would have to have some rebound pussy. Like, I would be going for a while. Okay, is this bad? Are we already doing bad stuff?
No, this is good.
Is this why we're not getting on presidential debates?
He might not like it at this point.
No, he probably won't. But. We're
but I'm
being
saying,
real.
I think,
like, you're not going back into a relationship. He didn't just lose
his
wife.
He
no fucking way.
Yeah, I think he did.
You're dealing with shit, and you got all these emotions.
Yeah,
you're gonna take it out on fucking strange left and right.
I think it's a pretty low number.
Now, how many times have you been married, Nadav? Joseph J. Biden. You could just type Joe Biden.
Just type in Joe Biden.
He's been married twice.
Yeah.
Father of 4 kids.
Yeah.
Joe Biden. Okay, that's the first question. How many women have you been with? All right, let's talk about, let's really pitch ourselves for a presidential
debate.
Well,
here's the thing.
We know that they're listening.
Trump's going to play it down.
Oh, my God.
But it's such a high number.
Oh,
it's so crazy.
Cool. And you know he's going to be like, Trump's the kind of guy that's like, after that, he's like, you know it's like double that, right?
Yeah.
And he hits you. Come on, Tommy. You know I fuck.
He's like, I'll send you some digital photos.
Just for the record, I don't count Asians.
I mean... Yeah.
Ivana? Yeah. His fucking... Okay. Okay, that's the first question. How many chicks have you had sex with? Okay?
Oh, my God.
Next question. We're going to catch him off guard. Have you ever said the N-word?
Yeah.
Right? You know Trump will be like, quick, yeah, oh, definitely.
I mean, well, wait, which... There's a lot of words to begin with N.
That's going
to
be Biden. That'll be Biden. Biden will be like, you know...
Do you mean never?
Do you mean... Okay. We got to flip him, toss him off. So now already...
How many abortions you pay for? And then we catch Trump slipping 17. What? What?
And Biden's like, 2. God damn it, Chuck. You got me now.
Sure.
Okay. All right. What's another good question? Let's do it like a one that... Gonna like Mexicans for them or against them? Biden will go for them. And Trump will go... For them too, then.
For them, but they got to do it the right way.
Have you ever committed a hate crime?
Yeah, they're both going to be like, wait, what's
this
technically?
They're like, what kind of debate is this?
I think it would be fun to be like, what is, what's the most you ever spent on pussy? I don't know. It would be fun to do that, like the type of cognitive test, you know, like that thing. Be like, how far gone are you guys?
Yeah.
Like here's some like kind of remedial math questions.
Why don't we do it with a lie detector?
Like, a train leaves Houston.
Oh, give them a riddle.
Yeah.
Okay. You've got a bag of seed,
mm-hmm.
a pig, and a boat.
Exactly.
And a rattlesnake, and you got to get them across the river. But you can only take 2 things at a time.
Right.
How do you do it?
And you have to do it in under 30 minutes.
You
and
take
it
the
takes
pig.
The kayak.
I'm going to see if I can figure it out.
20 minutes to get there.
And you take the pig over first. You drop him off on one side. You leave the rattlesnake in the bay.
They would, you know, at a certain point, I think Trump would be like, I think these 2 guys are clowns. I'm out of here. And he would just leave.
Who do you think would like us more, Trump or Biden?
I think
Biden would, in a closed door circumstance where he could be the guy that he really is.
Yeah.
I think the guy he's pretending to be is not. I think he has to. He'd have.
Don't take this the wrong way, okay? I think Trump would love you. I think he'd be like, "This guy gets it,
man." And I thought I had yes men. This guy,
this guy, and you'd be like, "Okay, I hate to admit it, but he's the greatest guy I've ever met."
I'm gonna be honest with you. Miro Largo is awesome.
I'm spending the night at the White House next week.
I can't believe this.
Yeah.
He showed me naked pictures of his daughter. Fucking, I think Donald Trump would love me too.
He would love you. He'd be like, this guy's crazy. He takes his shirt off, Fucking hilarious.
I like this guy. I like them. Yeah. I like him. Sucks less. You like shit. Seth Meyers? And I'm like, I never met him. He's like, that's what I'm talking about.
He'd be like, Bert, you know what I really miss? Black jokes. You got any good ones?
Can I tell you what's great? Tom, we get at the end of the rap, we do like a rap and we do this big picture. This is horrible already. And they have these Black Lives Matter signs and they're walking around and they're getting pictures with like everyone holding up the Black Lives Matter signs. Everything. We're in Atlanta. I wouldn't say it was predominantly a African-American shoot, but a lot of people of color on the set. Mm-hmm. So they get this one where they're all set up. Cody's there. I think Snoop's there. T.O., all the it's not the same one.
Okay.
Cody's married to a black chick, and so they're all up on stage, and they're like, Bert, they got a big Black Lives Matter. They're like, Bert, get in the picture. I go, I'm probably the wrong guy. And they're like, get in the picture. I go, guys, this is the picture they're going to use when I get fucking canceled. And they're like, what? And I was like, okay. So then I get
in the picture.
I got the picture. You can find it. It's on, someone posted it, but it's, we were all laughing. So I was like, I tell jokes for a living. Sometimes they're off color. And this is the picture they will use when that joke comes up and I get canceled. It'll be me holding a Black Lives Matters. And they're like, gee, you don't even take it seriously. Yeah. It was crazy. It was crazy because I've had people do that before to me. It's interesting. I support Black Lives Matters, but so I don't mind being in front of that sign.
Yeah.
But there is a weird, like, I don't want to virtue signal and put that things out there for anything. So I would never.
But I would argue that that's not virtue signaling.
You know that the majority of people see a celebrity wearing a Black Lives Matter shirt or posting it up in their thing and think that is virtue signaling.
Right. But I'm saying, I'm making the point that, like, if you really care about something, whatever it is, doesn't have to be that.
Yeah.
If you care about something or something's meaningful to you and you post it and somebody goes, you're virtue signaling, fuck them.
Fuck them.
Yeah.
But I do feel weird about, like, I don't really understand
what you're saying.
I don't have affiliation with anything, but I've had people hold shit up in front of me a lot and not known what it is.
Right.
And you're like, how many things have I been in front of that I'm like, fucking, I don't know what that is. Like, I have no clue.
Fair.
Or the two people holding up signs. Hey, can you say this to the camera? And I, for the longest time, I just said whatever the fuck anyone wanted me to say.
Yeah.
I didn't give a fuck. And now it's been politicized, but I didn't realize it until because a lot of people would come up with their Black Lives Matter sign at the end of our shoot and just be like, Bert, can I get a picture with you? And they'd hold up the sign in front of me. And I had to look at it because I'm like, please say it's something good because I don't know what the fuck you got to. It's you don't see it. They just put it in front of you. And then they take the picture and then you walk around. You're like, oh, thank fucking God.
Yeah.
It's not that or something I don't know, like a don't tread on me snake. And everyone's like, oh, he's a racist now. And you're like, oh, fuck. But so, yeah, there's a bunch of pictures of me with Black Lives Matters.
Yeah, that's fine, man.
It's fine. I'm sure there's probably ones Blue Lives Matters. I'm sure that everyone's taking those all over the fucking place.
What is there another Lyle submission?
Oh yeah, I'm sorry, I got off.
Yeah, yeah. We got a bunch more.
Okay, let's hear it.
So this one is from Harry.
Okay.
Hi Tom. Hi Bert. It's Harry here from England, and I'm happy to be Bert's English hype man. I'll give you some lines that you can use here.
Okay, let's hear what they are.
Bert doesn't smell. He just has a very innovative approach to hygiene.
This guy's really got me with the way he says innovative.
Yeah, that's a really good one. I think that's perfect when someone's like, you smell like shit, and then boom.
Bert doesn't smell.
Yeah.
Look, guys, I'm sorry, but Bert is one of our finest minds, and you really are going to have to shut up and hear him out.
I like that, and I'll tell you why he's right about
that. The other guy was a little more lower class. This is a little more like upper class way of defending you.
I like it. And it's a little like gaslighting people.
Yeah.
The way he does it. And I'll tell you what, I'm done with people regurgitating information they've heard on podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
That is all I fucking hear. I listened to a podcast the other day and it was two people talking about shit I've heard a million times. Mm-hmm. Same talking points, regurgitating, parroting shit that I've heard.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a dream about it. It was definitely a Snoop dream. I got high and I had a dream that Brad Pitt was trying to cut my feet off. And he said to me, He was as he was doing it, and I was letting him do it because it's Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
I was like, he said something, and I said, yeah, man, I don't know what you're talking about. And he was like, I go, I'm just a fucking moron. And he goes, no, you're not a moron. He goes, you have brilliant ideas, and they are your own. I'm telling you ideas I've heard. These aren't my own ideas. And he goes, you want to be the guy who comes up with the idea? Not. And then I thought, how many people have really been open-minded enough to wipe their ass with just their bare hand.
Yeah.
That's innovative in the sense that, like,
innovative
in that I am thinking out of the box.
You are.
As opposed, like, I'm living out of the box.
Yeah.
Like, and arguing about my lifestyle out of the box, as opposed to just being an in-the-box motherfucker. Like, how many people take are doing kale shakes because they heard about it somewhere? Why don't you just, like, it's so many people. I wish I could tell you the podcast I listened to. It was driving me nuts.
Yeah.
Because I was like, bro, you're not intelligent. I know you're not intelligent. This
well,
person.
We get this constantly with just when you talk to comics are really fun to talk to, very funny, obviously, and like imaginative people. But like you'll just hear their shit. Like someone with a strong opinion, you're like, do you know anything actually about this? And yeah. It's like, no.
I honestly take pride in the fact that I don't know a lot of shit and I don't spout off opinions, but I and whatever fucking broken way my brain thinks, at least they're original ideas sometimes.
Yes.
And I was like, and I may not have a million of them, but I got a couple.
You got a couple. Yeah.
Drink.
And Ari has your back.
I like this guy.
You know what? Some of the smartest people ever live entirely off Kool-Aid.
There you go.
By the way, you know who else likes Kool-Aid? Snoop Doggy Dogg loves Kool-Aid.
You guys talk about it?
We talked about Kool-Aid, but it's fine line on explaining who I am and just agreeing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's a lot
I saw
things.
That some of the crew had your shirt, the Kool-Aid shirt.
Some of the crew?
Yeah.
I would say the majority of the crew that worked on the show was fans of the show. The craft services lady started stocking Uncrustables for me. And you know how hard it is to say no to an Uncrustable?
Yeah.
And then I go back to my trailer one day and there's a box of Uncrustables.
In your trailer?
And she had laid out four on the table to cool, to like get to room temp. I just murdered them. I murdered them. I couldn't stop eating fucking Uncrustables.
Impulse control.
Dude, every day I'd go, I need something more. Except my cousin, fucking Andrew, signed me up to be pescatarian. And so all I got was fish meals. And then halfway through, I'm like, I feel healthy. But I am like scrolling hard as
shit. Yeah, yeah.
And so I started ordering Zaxby's every day.
Yeah.
Chicken tenders.
How was that?
It was amazing.
Good for you.
Very good for you. And then the last day, I walked by a Snoop trailer and I said to Wall and Papa, I go, hey, what's for lunch today? And they looked at me and they go, we don't eat this shit. And I was like, wait, what do you eat? And they go, we're getting oxtails. And I went, you guys are getting oxtails? They go, we get oxtails every day. And I went, they could tell that I was genuinely hurt. They didn't once think about asking me if I wanted oxtails.
Yeah.
And they're like, do you want oxtails? And I was like, very badly. And then I showed up in my trailer and there were oxtails in my trailer and I fucked them up.
How good were they?
Dude, oxtails are amazing.
Yeah.
Are you think a dog's tail tastes like? Damn, why would I have to say fucking dog? You think?
Hear him out.
No. Hear him out.
Thank you.
That was perfect. Yeah,
tails are good. I fucking tails. When you pet a dog, never mind. I gotta be careful.
Shut the fuck up, all right? My fucking geezer. He's a fucking geezer. Let the man have a few words with you while you just back the fuck up and listen, you absolute bender. All right? Shut up. Sit down. Let the dog shagger over here. Have a fucking word in your ear. All right?
See, this is really good.
This is really good.
I mean, these different Lyles are really enticing. I feel like that Lyle is who I always imagined the Lyle to be.
Yeah.
You know, I think the sophisticated Lyle is an interesting one. But this one makes it sound like that if the person doesn't let you finish, that this guy's going to fuck him up.
Yeah,
you know?
By the way, this was a brilliant idea to have Lyles.
Yes.
This was a out-of-the-box thinker.
Out-of-the-box thinker.
This podcast might be the best podcast in the world.
Yeah. Yep.
I enjoy it. Is it bad that I can listen to our own podcast and laugh?
No.
I listen to this podcast. I've listened to this podcast on the treadmill and been dying laughing, and someone's like, what are you laughing so hard at? And I'm like, me. They're like, you're listening to yourself? I go, and this guy listening to me, but yeah.
Yeah. Is there another one?
Yeah, so that one was James from Essex.
James from Essex.
He
really hit it out of the park.
If this was an audition, kind of is, he'd be getting a callback.
So here, we got a couple more from James then.
Okay.
Hang on. Whoa. Stop a second. Let Bert talk, okay? Give him a minute. and let the man talk.
That's really...
He's really killing it.
Yeah, he is, man. That's
he is really
killing it. That's how I imagined the Lyle to be.
It's, he makes me want to have a pint, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I want to have a pint of beer after this.
And you're just, like, spewing shit that doesn't make sense. It's offending everyone. He's like, hold on. Hold on. Let him talk.
No, listen to me, you absolute Toby. Stop interrupting him. He's got a good point, right? He might have had a skimful. He might have had one too many to drink, but... The man makes a lot of sense.
What's a
Toby? Pipe down, keep your lips stum, and let Bert finish what he's saying. All right, mate?
This guy's killing it. Keep your lips stum.
It's fantastic.
What's a Toby?
I mean, it's got to be like a tool, I guess, right? That's what he's saying.
Oh, yeah. Google Toby.
Yeah. You fucking Toby.
You British slang Toby. A drinking mug in the shape of a human head with a hat atop.
Wow. Oh, wait, no. Scroll down. A Toby is someone lovable, caring, there, very good friend. I think the oldest boomer was the python for the buttocks. You absolute Toby. He's called, I mean, it's definitely that's, like an insult.
That's
right?
Great. Yeah. That's great. Does he have any more?
From James.
And did we get any for Tom?
That's it from James. Yeah, yeah. We're about to get into that.
We got
one more for you from Marco.
Okay.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Take it easy, geezer. There seems to be a bit of a misunderstanding, yeah, bruv? See, when my mate Bert said you look like the type of guy who bums fags, you misinterpreted that as him saying you look like the type of guy who might be a homosexual or a puffer or a bumder, yeah? But what he actually meant was you look like you might want to borrow a cigarette, right? Trust me, I'm fucking British. So take your cigarette and fucking do one, you cunt.
That was very specific.
Very specific.
I'd have to be calling someone. Yeah. I'd have to be asking for a cigarette for that one to work.
Yeah, like, so give us the heads up on what the subject is so Bert can actually start with it, you know?
That's really, those are fucking awesome.
Yeah.
All right, so this one is, he wasn't looking at your wife is what this clip is
called. Okay, so you should be like, hey, look at that chick over there.
Hey, look at that chick, huh, Tom?
What do you mean he was looking at your wife? Don't flatter yourself, you fucking bellend. My mate Bert here fucks dogs, and even he wouldn't go near your missus with a 10-foot barge pole.
There you go.
My mate Bert here fucks dogs.
Yeah. This is a really good thing.
Yeah, this is really...
You're going to have to hire a Lyle.
I need a Lyle to just walk around with me. By the way, I had one. My producer on the show was British.
Yeah?
Yeah, and he just taught me, like, he'd say... He called people a shower of cunts. I loved it.
My friend Mike told me that there's a he's Lebanese. I guess there's an Arab insult that said, "May it rain 1,000 dicks in your mother's cunt." Is like a Arab insult.
Ah, that's awesome.
That's so great. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's an awesome one.
Yeah.
All right, is those all the ones, the British ones?
Yep, those are all the British ones.
So now
ones.
Do we have black ones for Tom?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I just said something stupid, I guess, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So you just said a point that maybe a lot of people might not agree with.
Okay. And fucking deal with it, all right?
Why don't you let my nigga Tom finish his motherfucking point?
Oh, God. Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Fucking black hype men are better than British hype men. That is so... I almost stopped and went, I apologize. Play that again. Play that again.
Why don't you let my nigga Tom finish his motherfucking point?
Oh, okay. Go. Okay. Yeah, so.
We have a name of this gentleman?
I'm obsessed.
Yeah, this is Avery.
Avery. Wow, I mean, that's coming.
And Avery's got a bunch of options.
Okay.
So let's say, for example, Bert just said
something. Hold on one second. This is what I love. This is what I love about I'm just breaking down why a hype man's great. Okay?
Yeah.
It's that they're taking words that we know, changing them into their own, and forcing you to listen to what they're saying. This is brilliant right here. So when he says innovative. Mm-hmm. It forces you to listen because you go, did he just say that word wrong?
Yeah.
And then now you're listening.
Now you're actually dialed in.
And that's what we needed out of a hype man.
Yep.
When Avery says, move.
Yeah.
It's almost like he's taking you for a ride in a car and you can feel the tinted windows and the back of it laid down when he says motherfucking.
Yeah.
Play Avery motherfucking one more time.
Why don't you let my nigga Tom finish his motherfucking point?
It forces you to listen.
Yeah.
And now you go, I'm going to let Tom finish his point.
Yep.
Avery is fucking awesome. Keep going. I could listen to this all day.
Hey, Bert, why don't you shut the fuck up and tell that motherfucker over there to pull up the video?
We need to keep that one really accessible, okay?
Really accessible.
My nigga Tom.
Oh, can you send that to me so I can have that as my ringtone for when he calls me?
Avery killed it, man.
Oh, fuck.
Yo, I'm sick of this motherfucker. Tom, knock him in his motherfucking jaw, nigga.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
Oh, that's fucking awesome.
Avery, killing it.
So that was Avery, and up next we have Justin.
Okay.
Hey, hold on, man. Y'all shut the fuck up. Let this nigga finish saying what he had to say. My bad, Tom. Go ahead, man.
This is so great.
Oh, that is,
I want this at home. You know what I want this to play for? My kids.
Play that one again. Yeah, that's so good.
And they're like, Dad.
Hey,
Dad.
Hold on, man. Y'all shut the fuck up. Let this nigga finish saying what he had to say. My bad, Tom. Go ahead, man. Shit.
All right. When you finish dinner, then we can have treats. Okay?
There you go. That's so fucking great.
Yeah. Those guys never shut the fuck up.
Oh. This next one is from Mathis.
Hey, yo, let my man get his fucking point out, dog.
Oh, that's perfect. That's really perfect and simplistic.
Yep.
Straight, you know what's so right funny? There.
That's a good wife one. You know, when like you're the wife keeps talking, you're like, hey.
You know what we need to do? We need to, I think this might be cancelable, but we need to do.
Make this a show?
No, you,
pitch this,
this
show?
This is the game show.
It's a TBS. And they're like, we'll pass. We're good.
I wonder if we would be fooled if a white guy did these accents.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think a white guy could trick us and we would not know that he's white?
Very few. The answer is yes, but a very, very small percentage.
That is...
Like white folks. White folks from Memphis could fool us.
No.
Yes, he could. White folks from Memphis. White folks 275, is that his handle?
Oh, he's a person?
He's a person, yeah. He could... If you close your eyes... Actually, you should close your eyes.
Okay, I'm going to close my eyes. Play a clip. Do this, okay? Play a clip.
Just go white
of a
folks.
Black guy, and then of white folks, and I'll tell you which one's white folks. Okay, can you figure out how to do that?
Yeah, I just it's like. Hold on, you could open your eyes. I'll look for this because having him search for it is like, you know. Just makes me want to fucking kill somebody. Let's see here.
That is. I hate to say it. I can't tell which is better to have a hype man.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. Close your eyes.
You don't know what you missed. Hey, you dropped something.
What I
dropped? Your mouth. Don't you talk to white folks like that no more.
That's a white guy.
That's a white guy, yeah. Wait.
So
who
it's
is
white.
He?
Okay. So it's white folks on Instagram. WHYTE.
Wait. What is
FOLKZ 375? He's a hustler, man.
What does he do?
Spits game. Gets fucked up. Makes music. Okay. Go to like. Close your eyes again.
Okay.
Second to last post there. Can you play that one? See, that's probably, is that music too?
Town on air road. Sold up.
He sold up with
it. He said he gave it to a lady. Town.
He's fucked up in that. He's fucked up in that one.
Town.
Wait.
He brrr.
Fuck that.
Ooh.
Hey, man. Should. If I ever see you, I'm going to slap the shit at you for having some of us out.
How do you get a voice like that?
You could I don't know. I think he's been, you grow up in Memphis. I don't know. He's been, I don't know, hanging in these streets for a long time.
See,
man.
I see him drinking that way, and I go, I don't have anything to worry about.
What do you mean? Oh.
How old is White Folks?
I have no idea.
He's got to be like 55 or something, right?
Maybe.
So wait, is he a rapper?
I don't really know, man. I mean, I think he's a pimp.
How did you find him?
I got tagged in a video that he posted. He hit me up, though.
Yeah?
He was cool about it, yeah. Because I don't think he'd seen a deep fake. Somebody put my face on one of his videos.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah, he
I
was
saw
like,
that.
He was like, that's me. And I was like, yeah, I know. He's like, why do people think it's you? Because they put my face on it.
Wait, is there magic in it?
Yeah, I was like, no, man, it's just a trick.
Yeah, that's. Know? I couldn't tell if that was a white dude or a black dude.
That's what I'm saying, though. But the percent, like somebody that to do it like that, I mean, it is kind of, you're talking
about. Do you think Frank Caliendo could do a black dude's voice?
He could do, I think, respectfully, I think he could do probably what we would consider now. Somebody said this. I think Ian Edwards said that Eddie Murphy needs to update his black guy voice. Yeah. Because like the way that he did stand up, he'd be like, yeah, well, you know what I mean? Like, and then all of a sudden you go like, oh, that's like a 20-year-old, like, quote, black guy voice.
Yeah.
So you'd have to kind of like update it. I think that like Frank would probably be doing that kind of like, yeah, brother. You know, where you go like, well, no, that doesn't actually sound.
It would be brilliant if Frank could do a very authentic.
Maybe he can, and I shouldn't be
what
challenging
would be crazy
him
is,
because
like,
he's probably good at it. But
see if there's a I watched this video of this guy from Boston one time.
Yeah,
just walk around the city for like 30 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and they were just interviewing his accent and the way he said things.
Mm-hmm.
It's type in Boston man accent and see if it comes up in YouTube. No, go to, I got obsessed with this accent because it was so, no, keep scroll down. Yep, that's him.
Which
I watched
one?
This real thick, 3 million views, 3 years ago. I watched this whole thing. Listen to the way this guy talks, okay?
Okay.
Sunday will be bartending. Yeah, come visit you Sunday too.
Come, just don't go in. They ask me what to do, and I'll fight. I'll come
I do
up
that.
Get,
you know that. That Clam, right? He works. He goes to Salem State.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
killed
yeah,
the mustache.
Yeah, yeah.
And I see him all the time at school, and I say, "Hey, what's up?" I don't get boo out of the kid. Nothing. No, she's got some serious problems.
That accent.
Columbo, we doing?
Just ask me today.
Right? All right, Jimmy. Take care. Nice.
But doesn't
you.
That,
Columbo?
Doesn't that sound to me like parts of it sound more like New York-y? Like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, it does. Accents are really interesting because
because I didn't grow up with the Boston accent, it's a harder one to duplicate. You know,
I can't do it. Boston. I can do. I think Boston. If
to mimic that is hard if you didn't like hear it a lot.
What accent could you not have sex with?
Could I not? Oh my God! Like that. I think it's called the Mid-Atlantic accent. It's the Philly,
Jersey,
Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Oh.
Oh, pull up Baltimore chick.
Baltimore accents are fucking horrific. I mean, my dick goes up inside of me and out of my asshole when I hear it.
I want hot Baltimore chick. Hot Baltimore chick.
We got to hire somebody else to do this.
Oh, no, you know who you're going to get is that Kim Clackick. Have you heard who she is?
What are we doing
she's
right
a Republican.
Now? Why are we
she's
looking
going
at
viral.
Pictures?
Because she's going viral. Yeah, hang on.
We're trying to listen to accents.
Do we know anyone that has a Baltimore accent? Is there anyone in comedy?
Well, Sickler can do
Sickler.
It perfectly.
Yeah, Baltimore.
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 Yeah, he goes, the national anthem. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early white? It's so fucking
type
tough.
In just let me hear some Baltimore accents.
Oh my God, I am gonna fucking run into the booth right now.
I said Baltimore accents, say this phrase out loud. Earn, earn, and earn, earn. Hold on, my earn, earn.
Why are
Aaron,
we playing this?
Earn,
this is not what
this
we're talking
even remotely,
about.
It's a Baltimore accent.
No, dumb.
I want to hear Baltimore porn. I want to hear porn in Baltimore.
Okay. Type in girl from Baltimore accent. Okay, Tuesday, she's gonna say, right? Okay, let's see. Okay. Let's see what that one is. Just click the fucking link.
I'm back here in Baltimore with the family on Christmas Day, and I want to teach everyone. I'm sorry, Baltimore, and I'm gonna teach everyone how to speak Baltimoreese with the help of my family here.
Here's the word. All right, Mom,
water.
Pronounce that word.
Water.
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 Okay. Is it ones he can read?
Here's the word. Okay. Baltimore. Pronounce that word.
Balmer.
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 B-A-L-M-E-R. Yep.
Okay. Gary, pronounce that word.
Picture.
Picture. P-I-X. Question mark.
These are like authentic accents. But it'd be better
if it was a woman.
Yeah, just, you know, like that's the search. Like find the girl talking who's got scroll down.
No. Let's see this little tart.
Who's this one?
I never thought I had an accent, but everyone else told me I did.
To different parts of the country. So the
scroll until you get to...
So that would be...
I've had... I like Leanne's accent, but there's times when you're like...
Mm-hmm. Cone, get it?
Yeah. Merland.
Mm.
Couldn't find it?
Okay.
I'm looking for it.
My favorite accents is British is insane. South African.
That's
fucking
really hot.
South African chicks.
That's a really hot accent.
Let's rank top five accents to fuck. I'll tell you one that
South
isn't.
South African.
Irish is not one you want to hear.
Yeah. No. I think South African's super hot.
South African might be the hottest.
I think like
French.
That's so hot.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. And then like Argentine.
Who said like, had the pancakes?
What?
Oh, I don't know what accent is that. Is it, do you know what I want? I want that big pancakes. Big chocolate chips in my pancakes.
Oh, you're doing, okay. Pulp Fiction girl?
Yeah. And yeah. You want to murder her. You're like, he just wants the dude get fucked in the ass.
Yeah.
Who's chopper?
Blueberries.
I want blueberries.
With the big blueberries.
No. You didn't ask about my breakfast. I'm going to crush your fucking skull.
Yeah, which is what he wants to do.
Yeah.
He's like, did you get my dad's what?
I could never fall in love with that Long Island ice accent. Like, I hooked up with a girl from Liverpool once.
Yeah.
That's a fucked up accent.
Yeah? Where did you hook up with her?
In New York. One of my only one-night stands. I told you this. She drank Cavassier and smoked cool cigarettes. And the whole time I was like, this is what it would smell like to fuck Tupac. I could not get into it because it just had very authentic.
Yeah.
Like Cavassier and Paul. Like it was like such a weird mixture to drink. And
yeah.
She called me one time and I talked to her on the phone. After when she got home, I called her. And there was a car bombing right by her house.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I hooked up with a chick from Ireland one time. That was a horrible accent because I thought it would be sexy as fuck, but it's not.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm going to die an old maid.
Ooh.
And I was like, what? She goes, no one ever loves me.
No, Danny.
Oh, Danny, oh boy.
My dick's not hard.
Yeah, that's not hard.
Italian accent's super sexy, right? Somebody with an Italian.
Oh.
Like, yeah.
Italian accent, like, if you think of one accent that was meant to get pregnant, that's Italian.
Italian,
like,
yeah.
That was, they were... It's such a sexy
which is
fucking
like,
language.
If they're speaking English, I can also never really distinguish who's Greek. Greek sounds very similar. It's
sexy. Type in who's the fucking, okay. Top Gun's part deux, that girl's accent.
Yeah.
That girl's accent. What's, she might be French.
Could
she be French. Sexy.
Oh, but how sexy is it when like Salma Hayek speaks? I mean, she's Mexican, obviously.
Is she?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Where do you think she was from?
South America.
No, she's Mexican.
Like Mexican?
Mexican. She's...
Celebrity speaking. Some Hayek interview. Oh, yeah.
Her
I
accent.
Love French cheese.
Yeah.
Perfect. So, one of the subjects of this movie is...
His accent's pretty hot, too.
Yeah. Let me hear her.
Yeah. Let's see.
I do remember as a child at a very early age... looking at an area in my little town
where
the houses were very, very tiny shacks very, very tiny sharks. I don't know how to say in English.
I don't know how to say in English is the sexiest thing.
Yeah, sentence. Yeah.
Because now I feel like I got to.
Now, she married a French guy.
Ugh.
He's a billionaire.
Okay. Mm-hmm. By the way, does she think she really loves him?
So much.
Can you ever really love a billionaire?
It's hard, right?
Yeah. And the question is, would she date him if he was poor?
No.
No, not at all. Not at all. That's what, see, that's
pull up a picture of him.
Oh, okay. He better look, he better be next to a race car.
Images. There you go. There's the guy.
Nah.
Back to the other one.
No disrespect, Selma.
The first
one. No, she's a big fan of the podcast.
Click that link. Click that link.
Inside the lavish life of Selma Hayek and Notre Dame savior husband.
Who got her and supermodel Linda Evangelista pregnant in the same year.
Okay, he is a baller. He is a fucking baller. I'm wrong. Whatever he's got, she wants, and yeah. She's getting it.
He's the man who pledged 86 million euros to rebuild the Notre Dame in Paris when it caught
fire. He kind of looks like James Craig a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah, Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and toss you, that's roughly $100 million to fix that thing that you were bummed out about.
I bet he puts it down. Yeah. I bet he does.
He got them both pregnant the same year. Two of the most famous, hottest women on earth. Like,
and I bet he didn't say sorry.
No.
He doesn't. He's a
click his click his you know wiki, his Wikipedia.
You know, he just was like, he was like, yeah, I'm also a billionaire.
Yeah.
I will get people pregnant from time to time. That is what billionaires do.
Yeah.
I apologize. My name's Francois Pinault.
Let's see. Businessman, yeah. CEO of Caring, president of the group Artemis.
Married to Selma Hayek since 2009.
Look at that net worth, bro.
Where?
Right there.
Oh, no. 33 billion? What did he do?
Yeah. Yep. Spouses.
I bet he does shit like he's like, oh, of course I've had a fetus. I've eaten a fetus.
Oh, shit that you
like. Shit that you can't. Yeah, you'd be like, huh?
Let's see here. Oh my god.
I wouldn't mind 1 billion. Hang on. We're just out of curiosity. He's worth 33.2 billion.
Yeah.
How much is that .2?
$200 million.
Just the .2. Just
the .2. Yeah.
It's more than I have.
It is more than you have.
How do I? Okay, let's workshop this. Let's reverse engineer this. Okay, yeah. How do I get there?
Good. This is good. Let's put this out there.
How do I, guys? I need help. I'm looking to raise $1 billion.
Okay.
I wonder if we can do a Kickstarter.
And what's the billion for?
I haven't figured out yet, but it's for good. I wonder how much I could raise from a Kickstarter of. Let's make Bert a billionaire.
Yeah.
And here's the goal. If I don't get a billion, it all goes back to everyone.
I think that's what
so
would
that
happen.
I get to $300 million.
Oh, no. I don't think that would be an issue.
People would throw money at it going, let's get him to just under $1 billion and then take it away.
Can you imagine if this was like, if it was like at $900 million, people were like, oh, my God.
He's going to make it.
You're going to get your...
I get to 98 million. I'm like, all I got to do is get past a billion and I keep it. And there's just... There's a team of scientists watching the internet going, no, 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 no.
Take it away.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
We're billionaires. Yep. What are our first... We are billionaires. Here's my pitch.
Air him out.
Yep. Give me a Lionel and then give me one of Tom's guys. Give me something. I got an idea.
Come on.
Cunt. Bert's talking.
Thank you. Lyle, Tom and I would like to be billionaires.
Yes.
We are starting a Kickstarter campaign.
To be billionaires.
To be billionaires. Now, right now, we're going to tell you what we're going to do with this money, okay? And we want you to know that you're throwing in your little $10, $20 here and there
yep.
is going to a, not necessarily a good cause,
yep.
a fun cause.
Fun.
What are we buying?
No. Hear him out.
Thank you. Tom.
Yes.
What are we spending $1 billion on? Type in Pinault and type in shit Pinault owns. Pinault's that guy's name, right?
I don't remember.
Pinault.
I don't remember.
Selma Hayek. Okay.
Yep.
And then type in stuff he owns. We definitely need to buy a sports team.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He's luxury fashion conglomerate, owns brands like Gucci, Yves Saint Laurent, Balenciaga, McQueen. Okay.
So, but he's got to own more. So just pull up more, okay? Like he actually, I'm sure.
Oh, he's got family money. He didn't even make it. He got it from his dad.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
Okay. So we need to, first of all, we need to be chairman of something.
Okay. We got to be chair of this.
How about, okay, this is what we're going to buy. Yeah. We're going to buy Planned Parenthood.
We're going to buy Planned Parenthood? Yeah, what are we going to do with them?
We're just going to make sure everyone can get abortions.
Yeah. He has.
Okay. So we'll be chairman on the board of Planned Parenthood.
He owns the auction house Christie's and a 3,000-piece art collection with works by Picasso.
We're not going to do an art collection.
Okay, no.
We're not doing an
art collection. No fun.
No fun. We are going to get. We're going to.
He's 84?
He's 84?
He looks great for that. He's a dropout. He's a high school dropout.
Okay. All right.
He, Tom. Oh, see, he owns a French soccer club.
There we go. Yeah. So we're going to buy a sports team.
That's what I'm talking about. Go to his wiki and find out what else he owns. Scroll down.
We're going to own a sports team, number one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. We need to be on the board of something. Mm-hmm. Okay. We need to start a charity. These are the things that we're going to do with this money. And then we can play with it. We can like get yachts and stuff like that.
Okay.
But we need to set up why people want to give us maybe we don't even need $1 billion.
Wow. That's a good concession to start with.
Okay. How much do we need if we need to buy? Type in how much the Tampa Bay Bucks cost.
I think it's going to be pretty expensive.
Okay. Let's start. How about this? I got a better idea.
What else does he own? Does it say what else he owns? Did you find anything else?
Main roles. Scroll.
Okay.
Soft computing, football. Okay. Awards, fuck awards. All right. What if we start our this is our road to billions, okay?
Okay.
We start a holding company where if people pay in, they get a portion of our earnings. And me and you are going to be in charge of this money.
Mm-hmm.
The number one thing we're doing with it is buying a sports team. And then these people who donate money will then be they'll be part owners of the sports team as well. Mm-hmm. We'll give them shares to our company. Me and you get 50. We're going to be major owners.
Right,
so we'll
sell
50% of our stakes in our share.
Okay.
So then we buy a sports team for one. I think that's the quickest way to make money.
Okay.
Is I bet we can find one for cheap right after coronavirus.
So wait, should we buy the cheapest NFL team?
Yep. Cheapest NFL team.
What is the least valuable NFL team?
It's got to be like the fucking Panthers or something.
I don't know, man. It's got to be in a market, and they can't. The Bengals, and they're worth $2 billion.
God damn it,
that's a lot of money.
We need our billion back. Fuck, $2 billion?
$2 billion.
In perspective,
and this is a really recent article. Fuck. I mean, look at hit the actual link there. Let's see what the
How the fuck can we buy a sports team?
Does it give you the list?
Do you realize Joe couldn't buy a sports team?
I'm sure there's a list there.
$4.4 billion.
Yeah, so it looks like the least valuable teams are the
Tennessee Titans.
And the Bills, the Lions, Tampa Bay, 2.28.
Oh, we could buy Tampa Bay.
Yeah, we still need $2.28 billion, though.
How much do you think, honestly, we could raise from a Kickstarter?
Not close to that.
No, but I mean, like, in, like, a fun, like,
a
people
fun
start
thing?
Going, like, fuck, I'll give them a dollar. There's, how many people are in the United States?
328 million, about.
How many people are in Asia? We're going to have to learn how to speak Mandarin.
Yeah, a couple billion. Yeah.
This is, how the fuck do you make 200?
There you go.
All right. Now, we just need to focus on Asia.
Okay.
Okay, we put all our focus on Asia. This is why. Fuck, how you get money from people in Asia?
Mm.
In Asia. What do they need?
This is a fun board meeting.
Yeah, they'll be getting a lot of these. Yeah. We'll hold our board meetings live on our show.
Mm-hmm.
And as a watcher, viewer, you then can know that you can hear.
I like this.
This
man.
Is a brilliant idea.
Look, let this marinate. Okay.
I got it. Starting today, Tom and I are starting Two Bears, One Cave Holding Corp.
Okay.
Your investment makes you a part owner of Two Bears, One Cave Holding Corp. Now, we're going to start small.
Right. But we will end up owning the Bucks, probably.
And if you buy in, you will then be a part owner of the Bucks.
There's a lawsuit, fucking.
Is this? I need Lyle.
Mr. Kreischer is making a fine point.
Do you see how that just worked out?
Uh-huh.
That was one of my ideas that no one thought was going to work.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, it's fucking working.
It's working.
And that's where you should invest in Two Bears, One Cave Holding Corp.
Holding Corp. Excellent point. Look, we're going to wrap this up. We have another thing to do, but I just want to make this point real clear. We're very excited about the Holding Corp. Two Bears Live is October 15th.
Get Two Bears One Cave Holding Corp.com. Get it before it goes.
Oh, yeah. Make sure you get
because
that.
Because this is our company.
Okay.
And it's first, we're getting pictures of us in suits standing back to back with a luxury yacht. And come, we are going to do this. We're going to do this. And we're going to make fucking billions. And we will all own the Buccaneers one day.
This is the new dumbest thing I've ever. So bad. Go to ymhvirtual.com for tickets. Also, check out the new Thick Boys hoodie at merchmethod.com/TomSegura. And we will see you soon.
Bert and Tom, Tom and Bert. One goes topless while the other wears a shirt. Tom tells stories and Bert's the machine. There's not a chance in hell that they'll keep it clean. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave. No scripts, a bit of booze, amateur partology. Dirty jokes, raunchy humor, no apologies. Here's what we call Two Bears, One Cave.